Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We are about 10 minutes away from that password to get you inside the vault, Kid Nation. Don't miss it. You're going to need it. Within 10 minutes, we'll have you call back. And then you'll go one-on-one versus the banker to see how much money you can claim out of him. Up to $1,000. And I got word from White Cheddar, our producer, that we did get in touch.
Oh, boy.
With someone that we could speak to about Trail Girl.
Oh boy.
So we're gonna figure out this mystery out. We're gonna find her, I think. I think we're getting really close.
Trail Girl is the girl that I had a brief encounter with when I was walking my dog. She's walking her dog.
Uh-huh.
Talk.
A little talk.
Thought you know.
A little connection, a little spark action.
Maybe, but we went our separate ways and I didn't get her information. Yeah. Phone number, nothing.
Always be bold, guys. Get your number.
Girls too.
And girls too.
Yeah.
So Al went on the radio and started hitting us up.
And now it's awkward.
So we'll talk to them in less than 1 hour, Big Al.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah. This is going to be good. I think it should be good.
All right.
But right now, let's get into First World Problems.
First World Problems.
That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And let us know about those things you feel bad complaining about, you know, because there are worse things out there. But we want to laugh. It's Thursday. We're one day away from Friday. We want to be happy.
Yeah.
For example, here on the text, we got this one. My husband gives me so many massages that my body's sore.
Yes.
Hashtag first world problem.
Get rubbed on too much.
Yeah. Also from the text, you guys, we make enough money now that we don't have to figure out creative ways to sneak treats into the movies. It's just so boring now. Hashtag first world problems.
In the words of Kelly Raspberry, budget, I got the money.
Yeah, you don't need that. Let's go to the phones. Tesla, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. Awesome. What's your first world problem?
So I won a pair of the Apple earphones that are like wireless.
Wow.
Or whatever.
Oh, the AirPods.
And the AirPods. They're still sitting on my counter and I haven't taken them out of the box because I can't wrap my head around how to set them up. And I don't want to read the directions.
It's like you're paralyzed. You can't do it. I get it.
Tesla.
I mean, they would be awesome to work out in, but I know. Can't do it.
Yeah, that's a first world problem. That's definition.
Trust me, it's really easy. You'll be able to do it.
And you know what? I've met people named Mercedes, Porsche, Lexus.
Yeah.
Never met a Tesla.
We got a Tesla in the house.
Yeah. Camry. Yeah. All right.
Look at that. Congratulations, cool. Tesla.
Yeah.
On all your success.
Oh, well, thank you.
You make a pretty cool car.
Yeah. Did you get those AirPods yet? Jenna, I know you were thinking about it.
I'm not getting those things that hang half out of your ear. I think it looks weird when I see people with those.
Me too.
I have wireless workout over-ear beats that I like, but that's the only time I wear the headphones.
I saw bruh yesterday with the whole...
Bruh
yesterday with the whole drive-through window looking contraption on his head, like the thing that...
Did he have the microphone too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like the... like
working full, at the drive-thru?
Full on, no. He's just walking around. Like,
it's old school.
It's old school right there.
Phone.
Yeah.
Like, or maybe he's playing a video game on his phone. Like, he's playing Fortnite, maybe?
Homeboy is expecting a serious, seriously important phone call.
You know what I mean? They look like they're missing something. Mm-hmm. They look like they're not complete. Yeah, just hanging out of the
sticks
ear.
Hanging out of your
little
ears.
Yeah, little sticks. It's weird.
I like it.
It's a weird look.
And I'm also kind of like, are you talking to me? Or are you talking to yourself in the grocery store? What's happening
When
right
you
now?
Take one of them out, it'll stop the music. It'll pause it automatically, which is really cool. So you can
love them.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, really? You can't listen just one ear, huh?
You can if you want to, but you would have to put it back in its case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Actually, that was interesting.
And they charge extremely fast.
Oh.
It's a fast charge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. Can't get over the style.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. Let's hear yours.
My Keurig broke this morning, so I'm always used to using that. I had to pull out our old coffee machine and actually ground my coffee.
Wow.
And drink it this morning.
Oh, it's delicious, though.
The it old took school. Me like 20 That's minutes longer than using the
Keurig. Man.
But that first cup of
That's
coffee.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, thank you for your call, Hannah. Courtney has a similar problem. Hi, Courtney.
Hi there.
Hello. So you have a problem that involves a Keurig?
Well, actually, it's a baby Breeza. It makes baby bottles, so it's just like a Keurig, but I'm a mother of a nine-month-old, and it's right next to the bed, so in the middle of the night, when I'm half asleep and she wants a bottle, I push a button, and within 15 seconds,
here comes a perfectly warm bottle. So last night, oh, I was so mad. I was half asleep. She woke up, and nobody refilled the water in it. So I had to actually go down to make a bottle the old-fashioned way, and it took forever. And so, yeah, so they better, you know, whoever lets the water go out, they better fill it back up.
Yeah.
Wow. Gotcha. What a great contraption.
Yeah. That is pretty cool. I wish I would have had that when my kids were.
I wish I had a baby that I could give this to.
Jenna, we can make that happen. Call number 13.
I make a baby with Jenna.
Sometimes I see cool baby stuff. I'm like, I don't even really want a child, but I'm like, I want a baby just because that looks cool. I get it.
Speaking of baby, though, we have a first world problem here.
Okay.
From the text. You guys, my phone is too big to fit in the cup holders of my $300 stroller. Hashtag first world problem.
What a problem.
Yeah, strollers, why are they so expensive, by the way? I'm pretty sure my parents got away with the $30 stroller, but they bought it at a thrift shop for like $15. And I survived just fine.
Yeah, fine.
My parents pulled me around in a red wagon. I was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they have some that are $1,000.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Better come with a motor if it's $1,000. And it better have something for me to stand on so it moves me as well.
Like a Segway stroller.
Yeah. Better come with all that stuff. Hi, Tara.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to First World Problems.
Yeah. So my problem is I'm actually about to pull up at work and I'm early. And this is what happens sometimes when I get to work early. I turn the corner and there's a delivery truck blocking my spot. Oh. And I have to park like three spots over.
I'm so sorry about that man trying to make his money.
It throws you off. You're trying to park in your own spot.
It does, and I'm like getting to work early. Like, how cool is that? I'm getting to work early, got to get some stuff done, and no, there he is in front of my spot. And you know, well, and then here's the deal. When I first started this job this year as an elementary school counselor, I was like, I don't need a spot. I don't need a sign spot. I'll park wherever. And now I'm so spoiled to it, it just makes me so angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I
feel you on that.
Yeah. I feel your stress.
We're very territorial when it comes to our parking spots here. Yeah. Kelly, has anybody parked in your spot lately?
Not lately, but when it happens.
When it happens, it is. I have no right to it, but I get it. That's my spot.
Uh-huh.
I have my spot. It's the fifth one away from the stairs because that's my lucky number.
Yeah, just parking one space over just like wrecks your day.
It does. You're used to pulling in.
Someone parks their truck that's like your truck behind you.
Yeah.
Park next to you. So when I back out, I almost hit that truck. And I have to do a full Austin Powers, like 8-point turn every day when I leave.
I'm sorry, Jenna.
Who's parking on the other side?
I don't know who's parking on the other side. I don't know.
There's no business down here for anybody to park at.
Sometimes somebody. Yeah, they'll be parked in my spot on a Monday. It's like, how dare you not drink and drive?
Where are you going?
How dare you be responsible and leave your car here?
Yeah, how dare you be responsible and get an Uber home?
You're right, there's no business down here, Kelly, but I think the building is being passive-aggressive toward us because in the lobby down here, they're playing the radio, but they're playing a different station.
No way.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
The deli's loyal.
No, the deli's loyal.
Oh, the deli's loyal.
Yeah. The main building.
But the main building, the little foyer, little lobby area down there.
That is rude.
We might have to send Justin out there.
Yes.
They're ridiculous.
Justin, go down
and
there.
They won't let anybody park in these wide open spaces all day. They'll tow you.
For the restaurant, Kelly.
They're not even open.
The restaurant's closed down.
Okay.
All right,
we started on the building again.
We could rage about that. Everyone feels that way, I'm sure, about their parking at work
situation. I would like to talk to someone who loves the building that they rent in.
There's a lot of people.
That loves their building. Yeah. It has to exist, right?
Yeah. Some people do. We just don't.
Where they appreciate their tenants and do anything to make them happy.
And play their radio show in the main lobby.
You think, right?
And I know what you're thinking in your car. You're like, guys, you might get in trouble with the building. No, because they're not listening.
I don't even know if they know we're here.
There's a radio show there? Yeah, we'll have a Kid Nation member show up to watch the show because we have the canal out here. There's a radio show here?
Right.
Shout out to Eric and the deli, though. He always got
the deli.
We love the deli.
Even though the last time someone went down for my egg bowl.
She's listening right now. Yeah.
They had a new person.
Oh.
And they messed up your egg bowl?
They put cucumbers on my breakfast bowl.
Cucumbers adapt to taste.
All right, but.
Say what?
Why would you do that?
I don't know, Kelly.
Shame.
They're like tofu. Shame. They'll adapt to whatever you're eating. Shame. So they'll taste. They'll
like
taste
a chameleon of taste.
I mean, still got a little bit of cucumbery taste, but. Hey, Dominique.
How you doing?
Chilling.
Sorry, we went off a little bit.
A little bit, sorry.
Do you like the building you work in, Dominique?
Do I like the building? It's okay.
Okay, yeah, see, right. Yeah, you're with us then.
Yeah.
What's your first world problem?
Well, my wife is at the beginning stages of a cold, so I couldn't kiss her goodbye this morning.
Aww. Aww. This guy's getting bonus points right here for the wife right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we got a 5-month-year-old at home, so.
Aww. You should go to the store today, get some saran wrap, and that way you could just put it over her mouth.
I thought you were going to say kiss the checkout.
She might saran wrap over her face.
Yeah, she might be watching too many crime shows and think, this is it.
All right, sir.
That way you can get your kiss in.
What are you, crazy?
He's going to suffocate.
Yeah, that'll create a lot of problems, though, I think.
She's like trying to defend herself.
No, you tell her what's happening. Yeah. Just put it right there on over the lips, not the nostrils.
I'm not trusting anybody to put saran wrap over my face.
I'm not going over any chicks.
My dude Dominique just wants to get the kiss in the morning. That's the best way to do it.
Kiss her hand.
I'd stab you.
I'd be clawing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying to help.
Kiss her hand, dude.
No help at all.
Or rub some sanitizer on her face and then kiss.
Yeah. He'll get it.
God.
Go get that saran wrap, Dominique.
I'm going to text Kenzie right now.
What?
Make sure everything's okay.
Everything's good.
Make sure JC doesn't come home with saran wrap.
Hey, it's for the kids.
What's for the kids? The saran wrap? Are you going to do it to the kids too?
No. Just for the kids? I'm going to hold it there for a long time.
Weirdo.
Just trying to get the loving in there. Oh. Hi, Gracie.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Good, and you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. How old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12.
Pretty young to have a first world problem, Gracie.
Yeah, what's your first world problem?
I went on a cruise and I lost all my Snapchat streaks.
Oh, no!
Because you couldn't get cell service out there.
Yeah. How many streaks did you have going?
About seven.
Dang, you have a lot of friends on Snapchat.
But you got some good snaps from that cruise, didn't you?
Well, I couldn't post them because I had no cell service.
Yeah, you couldn't check.
Do you save them into that camera roll?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
All right, cool.
Well, you're going to have to start new streaks now. I'm sorry, Gracie.
Sorry about that.
I'm already on my... I already got a 40-day streak now.
Oh, good.
I managed to save... I managed to rescue one of them.
Oh, good. All right.
Perfect.
You made a strong comeback.
Yeah. Good job, Gracie. Good. But yeah, when you lose that streak. You know, Anna that runs Kid TV, she's got a super long streak with her boyfriend to where she was almost bailing out on Snapchat when they changed it up.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason she stayed on Snapchat, so she could continue her streak. Like, it's one of those crazy long ones.
Anna, I'm going to let that slide.
I don't think I have ever had a streak on Snapchat.
Have you streaked on Snapchat?
Yeah, accidentally. I meant to send it to my wife.
And you accidentally hit Snapchat?
Yes.
That seems a little...
It's very easy to hit my story instead of the first person under my story.
You know when you send a little sexy pic and you put an emoji because you can pin it on you?
And it automatically goes to Snapchat?
No, I'm on Snapchat because that's where I'm sending
You're
it to my wife.
It in Snap.
Would you send it to her in her text?
No, that's too dangerous. That stays forever. That's forever.
It's your wife.
Is it more dangerous to upload it to all of Snapchat?
Yes.
Maybe, yes.
All right.
But if I send it to the right person and don't screw it up, it'll go away.
Deleted it.
You make that mistake once, you never do it again.
Never again. Yeah. It got close. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
What's your first world problem?
So for Christmas, my boyfriend got me the Note 8, and I was so excited to set it up. I set it up right away.
Uh-huh.
So now when my makeup is done, my phone doesn't recognize me, and I have to put in the code.
How much makeup you putting on, girl?
Yeah.
No, I look like a bum Christmas morning.
Can you not have dual recognition, like with your face?
Oh.
I'm sorry?
Do you have to set it up when you have makeup and non-makeup face?
Well, I don't know, but that would require me actually having to go in and go look for it instead of the walkthrough step.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I do two fingers.
For
my recognition.
I think I have my thumb and my index.
In case my right's busy.
Yeah. I have three. My thumb, index, and my nipple on my iPhone to unlock it. And the nipple does work. We tried it on the show. 100%. All right. We got to give you this password for Beat the Bank. Please. You'll require this. We require this from you. Here within 10 minutes, we'll have you call back and go up against the banker. But the password is grilled.
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 Today is National Grilled Cheese Day.
Exactly. So we just got the grilled portion. So
got it.
Make sure you remember that one because Beat the Bank is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Kid Nation, pick up that phone and get ready to dial right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
All right.
We'll take caller number what, Jenna?
13.
Caller number 13.
Got it.
Which in honor of Kelly.
Kelly's birthday is going to be happening tomorrow. Don't think we forgot.
Indiana.
Hopefully you remember that password we just gave you because you're going to need that to go inside the vault. And if you give us the wrong password, we'll just keep going until we find someone with the right one. And before we play, I want to talk to Anna here. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
This is Anna. She runs Kid TV. So if you're ever watching Kid TV and you're wondering, hey, who's doing all the cool videos in between? Well, you guys are on commercial break.
Anna.
Anna's handling all that business for us.
Mm-hmm.
Putting all that good stuff together. I just talked about your snap streak with your boyfriend.
Yes.
Which is very long. I didn't know the exact number. What was it?
I just checked it, and we have a 324-day snap streak.
Wow.
Right now. Yeah. I want to reach a year. That's my goal. Because I'm so close.
Right around the corner, yeah.
I know.
Is there a world record for that?
But like younger than me, like people that are like in high school, they have like 700-day snap streaks. Like people are insanely like about that kind of stuff.
Because we just had that girl that just called in and said she lost her snap streak because she went on a cruise. Yeah. But apparently Snapchat servers actually save all your pictures. So I got to be careful about the ones I send my wife. And you can request a streak back if you lose it.
Yeah. Well, I was nervous to lose mine because my boyfriend just went to Ireland. Mm. And so we could only talk when he had Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And he's also like, I think he was like 6 or 7 hours ahead. And you have to like, for it to keep going, you have to Snapchat each other like every 24 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to lose our streak while you're away. But we didn't. It was fine.
It's that important.
It all worked out.
It saves everything?
I think so.
Only things you've sent.
On the servers.
Not things that you've taken.
What do you mean?
What are you nervous
about?
Because
you just take it and you save it?
Just asking. a lot of people have this question. It's
sure.
Coming in right
asking
now.
For a friend. I think I'm pretty sure if you take a picture on Snapchat and you want to keep it in order to save it, even if you don't send it, it's being stored somewhere. So I would go with yes.
Uh-oh.
Cool. Moving on.
Now, if you follow Anna on social media, and you should, because she's really into TV shows and movies, and she's really good at telling you which ones are good and which ones are not good,
uh-huh.
just
mm-hmm.
in case you can't get a hold of Gray Drake from Rotten Tomatoes. you're trying a challenge from that Netflix show.
Yeah, okay, so there's a show on Netflix called Nailed It. I know Kelly said you were interested in it.
I just started watching it because I finished Queer Eye, mm-hmm. so that was the next suggested viewing.
Yeah, yes. It's great. It's a baking show where they kind of just take like very mm-hmm. average people that really can't bake. And they try to recreate these very like extravagant desserts.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you like find something on Pinterest and you're like, oh, that looks easy. I can follow the recipe and do it.
Disaster.
And then it turns out so bad. So it's really, really funny. And so it just got renewed for a second season.
Yes.
And they're looking for people to go on the second season. I know.
Are you doing it?
Yes. So the way you can do it is basically they posted a cookie recipe on their Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think it's a very easy recipe to follow. Okay?
Right.
But I can't bake. But anyway. So they want you to like bake this cookie and like put your face on it somehow, like uh-huh. decorate it so it's your face,
oh, wow.
and then take a picture with it and post it with the hashtag bake your selfie. So I tried it yesterday because I was like, oh, easy. Why not? I love the show. Like, you know,
perfect.
You never know. Yeah. I'll just try it. But I'm so bad at baking. I couldn't even follow this very simple sugar cookie recipe.
The point, right?
Yeah. And so I tried it and my cookie turned out so bad. It's so ugly. It's horrible. But there it is. It's on Kid TV.
Those are pretzel hair.
Yeah, we got pretzel hair, and I think that's cajeta.
It is cajeta. I tried it the first time with the cajeta, so it's very light. It's brown, like caramel-y.
Yeah.
But I put it on when the frosting was still, like, I guess, like kind of like wet, so it kind of just like slid off.
What does the original look like?
It's just a sugar cookie with like white frosting.
Yeah, you're not trying to copy because it's yourself.
The one they did.
Yeah. You're making your own self.
Yeah, you do your own self.
They didn't give you an example.
No.
Oh, I see.
So I was looking on the hashtag to see like other people's, to see, you know, what my competition was.
I did the same thing to see how well you did.
Yeah, there was some that are like really, really good.
They're not going to make it.
Because exactly. they're so good.
If you're too good, they don't want
right.
you to
eat. Yeah, and then, perfect. Yeah, and I just, oh my gosh, I was alone yesterday and I was doing it and I've never spent a whole afternoon just like laughing so hard. I was trying to FaceTime so many of my friends so I could show them and they were so nice about it. They're like, yeah.
You should get, well, you have naturally curly hair. Mm-hmm. You should like get curly pasta.
That's a great
pasta.
Idea.
Yeah. And you know, if you put a twist idea. On it, they'd be like, she seriously put that might be something.
That would be great.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Because I didn't have anything really, and I tried it with the cajeta and it didn't work. And I just like looked in my pantry, and like, what can I use? And so I used pretzels.
Quick fire.
Yeah. It still worked. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cajeta looked like you with straight hair, which still kind of worked. Anna and I are trying to make cajeta a thing. We're trying to take over.
It's so good.
Really good.
Yeah,
I was actually like, part of me didn't want to try it on the cookie because I didn't want to waste it because it's so good.
You just eat your cookie later.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, they tasted so bad, you guys.
Oh no.
What did it taste like?
I honestly just think I can't bake. I think I'm just not really good at it. Like, I tried it the first time and it was so bad.
I can't cook great, but baking is just science. It's just, I can bake pretty well. It's just following the directions.
So how's this going to work?
You would think.
Go ahead, Al.
Have you tried Blue Apron? They may have something to bake on Blue Apron.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Easy recipes to follow.
Yeah,
by
that's
the way.
True. And very, pictures.
Very, mm-hmm. very easy. They're the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the United States of America.
It's true.
And they do have 2-person meal plans, they have a family meal plan, and my favorite, the wine plan.
You know what wine we parents? Love the most about Blue Apron is the quality of the meat. Have you know? I mean, it's just the meat is incredibly good.
So tender, always.
It is.
The chicken's always delicious.
Yeah, it's not.
The fish is great.
They don't skimp on ingredients or what they use.
Yeah.
It's really good stuff.
Because, Anna, you probably had to go to the store to buy all your cookie recipe stuff.
I did.
Not with Blue Apron.
No. I know.
And you can save $30 right now if you go to blueapron.com/kid. That's KIDD. It's a better way to cook. Go to blueapron.com/KIDD.
Yeah, maybe you're not a baker, Anna. Maybe you're more of a cook.
Just have to try it.
Now, how do we get on the show? If we retweet your picture, will that help you, do you think?
I would hope so. Feel free to retweet it to like it. I'm posting it on all my social medias.
Okay. So we'll all do that. We'll repost it from the Kid Nation profile. We'll all do it. And then Kid Nation, we urge you to do the same.
Oh, my God.
So these are your entries. You're not going
to... That's my cookie entry. Okay. And if anybody else is interested in doing it, the deadline is April 20th to post your bake your selfie.
Of course they would do bake your selfie on 420. Well played, Netflix.
Uh-huh.
And what's your social media handle? So we can do it.
I'm at Anna Sophia C. It's AnnaSofiaC, and that's the same across all the platforms. And I know that's like complicated, but that's been my handle for like ever.
So you're Anna, not with 2 N's, 2 A's.
2 A's, okay. Yeah. AnnaSofiaC.
Uh-huh. Anna.
Anna.
We'll retweet it. When,
oh, thank you. Know, you. Yes. Bake you yourself. You can also just see how horrendous that cookie turned out.
I think it's beautiful. One of them has creepy eyes, but that's fine. Okay. Thank you, Anna.
Yeah.
Beat the pain. Beat the pain. Sometimes the banker can be sarcastic, but today you'll get something fantastic. Beat the pain.
Al is in a fantastic mood this morning.
Bang.
Lack of sleep.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
But yeah, something fantastic. And this is a great time to have something fantastic happen.
That is right.
Bank right
now. Beat the bank, right? Hello, Kristen.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Great.
Yeah. What are you at work already? You sound like you're on an official phone.
I work at home, so yeah.
Look at that.
An official phone.
Yeah, like that, like a landline.
Getting my 4-year-old ready for school.
Okay.
Yeah. We're getting good service and everything.
Oh my God. Is there a cord?
Yeah. Landline.
See, I told you it was a landline. You got one of those. Oh, bro. Don't doubt me. So, what's your 4-year-old's name?
Knox.
What up, Knox?
Knox, that's a cool name. He's gonna have a lot of friends just because of the name right there. Knox. All right, well, why don't we go ahead and step up to the vault real quick?
Hello. Please enter your password.
Thrilled.
Password accepted.
Yes!
Grilled.
I'm glad you had it.
Kristen, don't forget to make Knox a grilled cheese sandwich. Today's National Grilled Cheese Day, and I'm sure he loves it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's how it's going to work. You gained access to the vault, which means you'll go in there one-on-one with a banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to say stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, and that's how much money you'll win. Even if he says $1,000, which is the maximum, we still need you to say stop, because if you don't, that vault door's going to close, and you'll end up with nothing. Okay, Kristen? We don't want that.
Okay.
You got this, right?
Good luck, girl.
This is going to be fine. You're going to do just fine. Let's do it. Let's play. Beat the Bank.
$180 $200 $240 $340 $390 $440 $460 $550
$590
Stop.
Play it out.
$610
$610
Nice
job.
Because you know, if it would have been the vault closing, we would have had to say it was closing, and so that's the rules. So you get $610, Kristen.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
You got it.
What are you going to spend all that money on?
My kids.
Yeah.
Or vacation.
Good old Knox. Yeah, take Knox on a vacation. Why not? But just for fun, Kristen, let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
$730 $760 $880
Get going.
Good job.
I would try to go all the way on that one and lost.
$610.
Well, Kristen, congratulations. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right, hold on. First, we'll get you all set up. That's just round one of Beat the Bank, so no, don't feel bad if you didn't get in.
Yeah, we're doing it again.
Because we're going to do it in less than 1 hour. We'll hook you up with another password, and then we'll have you call in again, and boom, you'll get all set up with your money. And coming up next.
Oh, boy.
Big Al Mac, good news.
I feel like I'm on the way to the dentist.
You're not, dude. You wanted to find this girl.
I know.
Big Al. On the way to the dentist. I hope a guy describes hanging out with me that way.
Like, you know you need to go, but it's still...
No, you don't need to go. You wanted to find her. You had an attraction.
I know, but it's just...
And now here it is on a silver platter.
I know. Come on, boy. Come on, bro. You got this.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
This is going to be good. So Big Al found a girl on a trail. You're on a walk.
I'm on a walk similar with my dog. And she had a dog just like mine. So I figured, hey, go talk to her.
And
so I did.
I'm confident.
Forgot to get the phone number, though, Big Al.
Yeah.
So the radio worked in Big Al's favor this time because we have her work number.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And I think we're free to call. So we'll try to get in touch with Big Al's trail girl next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Big Al Mac.
Yes, sir.
Breaking news regarding trail girl.
Trail girl.
This is the girl Big Al Mac ran into on a trail on a walk with his dog. She had a dog that looked just like his or similar to.
Yeah.
Struck a conversation up.
Uh-huh.
And then you guys just went your separate ways.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until you got home where you were like, wait.
I should have done something.
Didn't get her number.
Yeah.
So you began the search on the morning show by asking if anybody knows her.
Yeah, kind of.
And guess what?
What?
People know her.
Oh.
Including...
Oh, boy.
Ashley, who's on the phone with us right now.
Oh, hi, Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Are you Trail Girl?
I am great. No, I am not Trail Girl. I'm just close friends with Trail Girl.
Trail Girl.
I like to think of myself as her spokesperson.
She's got a spokesperson.
How did you make the connection or your friends that this was Al's missed connection?
So, Elise was getting texts from people that she knows saying, hey, I'm listening to Kid Craddock. They're talking about a girl named Elise with dark hair and fashion. She has a dog named Lennon. And she was like, what? Because she's never listened to the show. She had no idea.
Perfect.
Great.
Even better.
Yeah, that's what it is.
She's not from Dallas. So a bunch of us were like, oh, my God, Kid Craddock, are you kidding me? So then she showed me the text from people. And so she worked with me. We work at Trunk Club. And we all tuned into the live stream online.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all watching you guys talk about her. And we thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Good. That's good.
Good. Funny's good.
It was, It was hilarious, and she thinks the whole thing is funny.
Oh, that's good.
That's
funny
good.
And yes. Flattering.
I don't know if flattering is the word, but I guess she was a little surprised, taken off guard. Mm-hmm. We've been joking that she's a local celebrity now.
Yeah.
So it's just been kind of a fun thing amongst all of us.
Not only is she a local celebrity, but hand to Big Al Mac for remembering the name and the name of the dog correctly.
Wow, Al.
Ashley,
it's really, really great. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed.
Because you've been listening to the show for a while, Ashley. So did you tell Elise that that's a big deal, that Big Al even remembered her name?
Yeah, she was like, who is this guy on the radio who's talking about me? And we were like, he's so harmless. Like, it's fine.
That's the way every man wants to be described.
I am fine with being harmless.
Yeah, I'm interested. How did y'all describe Al?
Yeah, right?
Oh, God. We said that he's just funny. And, I mean, we knew that he liked Mexican girls and that she was kind of his type. But we did want to tell you guys, she's actually white. She just has really dark hair.
Uh-oh. Oh, she's a Jenna.
Okay. Right.
She's a
Jenna.
She's a Jenna. She's like our own Jenna Owens over here.
Does she have her? Yes, does she have...
were like, you're totally his type, which was, like, even more funny. And she remembered talking to him. Mm-hmm. She just didn't think anything of it because he was super casual.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I was super cash.
Yeah. So
yeah,
that's
you played
good.
It cool.
Does she have a Mr. Trail Girl?
Yes, she wanted me to tell you that she's unavailable.
Oh.
I know. I'm sorry to break the news to you.
Does her boyfriend look like Al?
Just like him.
In any way?
Yeah, it would hurt more if he looked just like you, because then you knew you had a chance.
Yeah,
you know?
right.
But, you know, if anything happens, I'll let you know.
Well, Al, you should be able to tell since you're following her on Instagram now.
Well, I mean, she did accept my request on Instagram.
Which is nice.
And but I felt so creepy, like, by the way it kind of all came about, even though I was accepted. I haven't really looked at her page much.
Yeah, Ashley, did she mention anything?
If you
were
that creepy, she wouldn't have accepted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she mention?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's been all fun and games. She's just getting so many follow requests. Like, last night alone, she had, like, 100.
Whoa.
And she was like, oh, my God. So,
how did people figure out who she was?
Right.
I don't know.
I think from the Instagram, so that lovely sketch that Al drew.
That
people
worked?
People were tagging her Instagram handle. I saw her name.
Well, it was pretty dead on description of how she what she looks like. Uh-huh. So, Ashley, what are you doing later? I mean, what's your...
Wow.
Al, you want to hang out later? I'm just kidding. Unfortunately, I'm unavailable as well.
Oh, she's unavailable. How long are you unavailable for? Just today for work, or...?
For a while. Yeah. I don't think I'm your type, Al.
Are you blonde or brunette?
I'm, like, a little more blonde.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take some blondage.
Is there anyone in the room that might be available, or...
So am I going to be your matchmaker now on top of Elise's spokesperson?
Yeah, we like your energy, so yeah, I think you would be a great matchmaker for Big Al.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
I'm in.
Thank you for at least clearing it up.
Yeah.
At least the mystery is solved.
Well, hold on real quick, though.
I feel like you deserve some closure.
Ashley, because you said you guys work together.
Yes.
And you're at work right now.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Is she right there?
No, she's actually in an appointment.
Okay. Al, you were sweating already, weren't you?
Good.
I was going to try to get her on the phone, and it didn't work. She's not about getting on the phone, so
that is
relay the message.
We respect her privacy.
100% fine with me.
Well, at least the mystery is solved.
Hilarious. She thinks it's funny.
Okay.
All right. Well, tell her no harm, no foul. But none intended.
Okay,
anyway.
I will let her know.
And she's got a cute dog.
She does. Yeah. She has a very cute dog.
Thank you.
You know what, Al? I think there's a lot of girls on the trail that you can meet. A lot of pretty girls. You've got the dog as bait. They've got their dog. It's a great way to bring up conversation.
Yeah.
Cool.
You just got to be more aggressive next time.
Yeah, take a pad and pencil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or phone.
And here's a song to take us out for Big Al.
Okay.
Happy trails to you. just keep trailing out.
Memories than you and Jenna even know.
This does?
This is
never
the way
even
Kid,
heard it.
This is the way Kid used to end the show a long, long time.
Oh, really?
When we first started.
I just looked up trails. Yeah. This is what I got. Again. And Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. You're very nice.
And for letting Al down easy.
Big Al, I hope you got the closure that you deserved.
I did. Thank you very much.
Zipped it up. sealed it shut. We're good. Yeah. We're good.
Zipped it up like
perfect.
A zip.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like the dog poop bag.
All right. Thank you, Ashley.
Bye, Ashley.
Zipped it up, put some concrete on those feet, threw it in the water. That relationship's over before it even started.
My ankle got caught in the rope.
Oh, man. That means though, Al. What? Like Ashley said, just get out there on that trail, man.
On the trail.
Because there's more of those girls out there with the doggies and the walk-in and the yoga pants.
Might be my every weekend bit. Just go on the trail with the dog and see what happens. We'll talk about it on Monday.
That's right, Big Al.
Hit the trails. Hit Happy the trails. There we go. Happy trails.
Happy trails. We'll call it Happy Trails with Big Al Mack.
There you go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Let's do it. Let's play round two of Beat the Bank, Kid Nation.
All right.
That phone number you need is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Make sure you remember that password because you will need that password to go inside the vault to claim your money from the banker. Up to $1,000 up for grabs for you now. Got a couple text messages here.
Please.
Talking about the jorts because Big Al's wearing jorts today. And I let the ladies know in the studio. Think my wife is trying to sabotage me in front of other people.
Well, in front of the ladies.
Yeah.
The thirsty ladies.
And if you missed it, we did talk to the girl from the trail that Big Al saw. We talked to her friend.
We talked to her spokesperson.
Spokesperson. Yes. Couple texts about that real quick.
Okay.
What if Trail Girl's friend was actually Trail Girl?
No.
Wow.
Oh. That's freaky, man.
Right? We could have been talking to the actual girl.
Right?
Not Ashley.
Yeah. No, I don't think
it was Ashley.
I don't think that happened.
And OMG, Trail Girl's a professional stylist. Can you imagine what she thought when she saw Big Al's outfit?
That's great.
JC's dying over that one.
I pictured it. Now, here's the thing. Al's wearing a cool outfit today. The girls are making fun of the jorts.
Yeah, and I like them. That's all I can say.
Here's what some of Kid Nation members had to say.
All right. Hey, everybody has different
opinions. If you're happy and you are with what you wear, then fine.
Yeah.
Unless you're John Cena, you can't wear jorts.
I'm not.
Yeah, because he wears them.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Jorts, definition on Urban Dictionary. Jean shorts worn mostly by children and DBs. Jorts are perhaps the easiest way to recognize people you will not like. If you wear jorts, you probably don't talk to girls. The term jorts does not apply to jean shorts worn by black people. Those are totally acceptable.
All right.
So
there you go.
Based on that definition, Big Al Mac, you're fine.
I'm fine.
And joining us on the phone right now.
Black people can wear jorts. All right.
Is my wife, Kenzie. Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, babe. Kelly
Rath. Kenzie couldn't let it go.
Kelly
I cannot believe he bothered you with this phone call, Kenzie. Yeah.
Kelly Raspberry seems to think that you buy me cute jorts because you don't want girls to look at me.
You're trying to turn him off, turn the other girls off so I don't hit on your man. Okay.
No, there's a difference between jorts and cute jorts. The ones I'll wear are baggy, and they don't have the cute little fold at the bottom, and they don't have any, like, distress on them.
Oh.
And they have the hammer hook. Yeah. Hammer hook on the side.
Yep.
Well, the ones you wear that I got for Jose are super cute, fitted, distressed.
So stressed.
And they look good.
See?
You need to get rid of some of that stress.
You want girls to think he's gay.
No, I would have given him the floral shoes if that was the case.
Yeah. Do they make my butt look nice, do you think? Because I modeled them for Kenzie and she seemed to think they were good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they give you a little bit more there. Just a little bit.
Okay.
I think it's all relative.
Yeah, it's so relative.
I think sometimes if you have good style, you can pull off anything.
That's true.
So you're not trying to sabotage my style so that girls will think that I'm not straight. That's not what's happening.
No, I'm not. See? They're H&M. I mean, they have stylish clothes at H&M.
Very stylish. That's where Justin shops, by the way.
And yeah.
You're not allowed to shop there anymore, are you?
Yeah.
No. Aren't we supposed to be mad at H&M?
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to be mad at them.
We're putting the black kid on the sweater or whatever.
Yeah, we'll take them back and we'll get some jorts from Zara or something.
Forever 21.
Forever 20. Kenzie does shop for me there.
I do.
Is there an age limit to some of these stores? Like
JC.
There's not.
That's the age limit.
I'm Peter
Anybody
Pan.
Anybody older than JC can't shop there.
Whatever my age is.
Because I go in that store and they're like, what are you doing?
I'm setting the bar. Yeah, I'm Peter Pan.
Yeah, all right.
Let's keep it like that.
Hi, all right, Kenzie.
Babe. What are you doing right now?
Okay.
I'm about to eat some avocado toast.
Oh, I love avocado toast.
You're such a millennial.
So good.
It's so good.
It I know.
Good.
It's delicious. She puts the
everything
Tony C's.
But the bagel seasoning on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. From Trader Joe's. Yeah.
Yep.
For the kids at school?
Not yet. Chloe's here.
Oh, okay. Chloe, by the
She's
way.
She's eating toast also.
We have, Chloe's a flirt, by the way.
Yeah? Yes.
Yesterday, my little four-year-old daughter, Chloe, we're at the gas station pumping gas, and this really ripped-up dude listens to our show,
cute,
stopped
cute.
Us. Good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter climbed out of the freaking window of the car to Whoa. Go flirt with him.
Whoa.
Wow.
That got out and was trying to touch him and stuff.
Was she admiring his jorts?
He was wearing jorts, actually.
See?
And he looked
he
really cool.
He actually was.
Yeah.
He and was wearing jorts, you're right. And
did Chloe call him daddy?
Door.
No, she did not call him daddy.
Huh.
Yeah, he had jorts and a cool man bun.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Man bun and blue eyes.
Yeah.
Wow, Kenzie.
Y'all were checking him
really
out.
Studied him, didn't
yeah,
you?
Kenzie and Chloe were talking about him quite a bit on that drive to the
so.
Restaurant.
Apparently so.
Yeah. All right, babe. Well, you and Chloe go talk about hot guy.
Okay. Okay.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See? She's not sabotaging.
Uh-huh.
Everything
she
got.
Can't admit to it.
What?
Right? She can't, dude.
No, she would. My wife, the worst at lying.
Or is she?
It's a trick. It's a trick.
Dang. Kelly. All right, let's play.
Costco,
let me
I think,
write that down on my list.
I feel like we don't shop there correctly.
You have to. Well, you have to go for a lot of stuff.
Exactly.
You
my wife will come
Costco
back with just
for a few things.
She goes there and comes back with bread.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah,
like,
no,
that's
you
it.
Can't do that.
That's all you got.
No. You need to come back with like
everything.
Everything.
Like two carts at least, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing awesome. Apparently, you need the requirement to play this time around is you need a Costco membership. Do you have one of those?
I do not.
Oh, okay, it's okay. We'll still let you play.
Are you a fan of the man okay. in shorts? Jorts.
Yeah, do you like jorts?
I'm not really a fan, no.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, thank you for
We're learning quite a bit about jorts this morning in women.
Yeah.
All right, Heather, what are you at work yet?
No, I actually just dropped my kids off to school.
Oh, perfect. So you can play Beat the Bank. All good.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about the kids.
No pressure.
All right, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Pressure.
Whoa.
Pressure?
Yeah. Pressure.
Yes.
Yes.
That's clear.
Password accepted.
Wow. No,
oh, sorry.
Functioning.
Our boy, our teller forgot the password, so he's just right.
This is why you can't rely on the robot, and I had offered my services,
I
but
know.
You didn't use me
I
anymore.
Just thought the machine was broken, but no, it's fine. It was just it was making sure it was right. All right, you gained access, Heather. Congratulations. Here is Jenna to tell you how we play Beat the Bank.
All right, we're going
to
throw you in that vault, and the banker is going to shout out some steadily increasing dollar amounts. We have no idea how high he's going to go, but it could be all the way to $1,000. Even if he says $1,000, you have to say stop. And if you hear that vault door close on you before you say stop, you walk away just as you are right now.
Mm.
With the same amount of money in your bank account.
We don't want that to happen.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah. So you just got to say stop.
We got it all, Heather. The only thing left is to win that money. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$100 $220 $250 $340 $380 $420 $490 $580
Stop.
All right.
Is it 580?
Yeah.
$580 for you, Heather.
The sweet spot.
Yeah. Why
Congratulations.
Not? Boom. Just like that.
Hey, thanks.
What are you going to do with that money?
I don't know.
See, that's good.
Yeah, you don't have to have an answer.
Soon.
That's an open thing, answer right there. You can spend it on whatever you want.
I don't even know what I'm going to do with all this cash.
So much money. Just for fun, though, let's see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
640. 770. 830. 920. 1,000.
Oh, it was going out of the way.
Had to happen eventually again.
Hey, yeah. It's all good.
That's all right.
You played it safe. You got some money. It was more money than you had to begin with. Right, Heather?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. You hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. Alicia will set you right up right there in the phone screening room. And if you didn't get in this morning, it's okay. We're going to play again tomorrow. We play twice a day. 7:10 and 8:10 is when we hook you up with those passwords, and that's central time. And then you just wait about 10 minutes, and we'll ask you to call in somewhere in between that time.
All right.
And a couple text messages here. New contest idea. Let JC's daughter, Chloe, pick out a guy for Jenna to go out on a date with.
Oh.
Huh.
Or not. Because she picked out a good-looking dude.
With blue eyes.
With blue eyes and cool style.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe Chloe will be the answer right there.
Right?
You know, I think I just get so put out sometimes by people who are like, why? The one thing that everyone asks me every 5 minutes of every day, why are you single, Jenna? Why are you single? What's wrong with you? I don't get it. I'm like, what about being kind of happy being single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. That's nothing against Chloe picking out a guy for me, but it's like every 5 minutes someone says something to me about it. And I'm kind of like, what? My life's great. I do whatever I want all day.
But you said you're open to dating and you've been more open to going on dates.
Yeah. It's not in a place of like dying to find a guy. Like, right. If someone's really great, then awesome.
There must be more of a girl thing because
guys don't say it to guys.
Nobody asks, hey,
guys and girls say it to girls.
No, you don't get it? I don't know if I've ever heard that.
I don't get it. Almost like you're not complete. I'm like, but my life's awesome right now. Yeah. I have a great job.
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong with
it. I'm happy. Yeah. I can do whatever I want.
We all know now why Big Al's single. Apparently, it's those jorts he's wearing.
Oh, everybody knows. That's why I don't ask.
Yeah, right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We just found a bunch of retro Kid Craddock in the morning shirts for kids.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Like, we used to have these back in the day. So we're going to do a Facebook contest starting around 10 a.m. this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you want these awesome retro Baby DJ t-shirts.
Baby DJ.
Yeah, Baby DJ. If you saw the shirt, Jenna, you'd remember these. Obviously, we didn't get rid of all of them. So chances are you're not going to see it in your own feed. So make sure you go to Kid Nation on Facebook. Because you know how Facebook always blocks us. And you got to pay for sponsorship and all that stuff.
Mm.
So you have to go to our page after 10 a.m. this morning if you want to win one of these retro Kid Craddock in the morning baby tees.
Zuckerberg better watch it. He's going to get in a little trouble if he keeps doing stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I just don't get it. People go and like our page, and then Facebook doesn't show it to them. After they willingly came to our page and clicked, I want to follow this, and then they don't show it.
Your user agreement sucks.
Thank you.
we need to have a user agreement, huh? For the show.
I think we do. Right?
I think it's an unspoken agreement. It's kind of required. It's somewhere on the website.
Be a good person.
Yeah, right.
Just be a good person.
And most of Kid Nation people are.
Yeah, and be nice to each other. Because we all rally around each other. At this time tomorrow, we'll be talking to Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com about the movies coming out this weekend. Justin, you got to see one of the movies she's going to talk about. Part of Justin's in the house, by the way.
Yes, what's up? I saw Rampage on Tuesday, I think. It was so good.
Yeah. That's the one with the one with the rock and the big
gorilla.
The gorilla.
Yeah, it's a gorilla, a lizard, and a flying wolf. It is so good. It's based off of a video game.
Yeah, Rampage.
I played it so much whenever I was a kid, and you just destroy these buildings, and the guy'd be like, Rampage! And then you have to destroy the building. And them to take this video game and turn it into a movie and watch these buildings fall down, that just the cinematography was great. The Rock is amazing. It's a little cheesy, but in all the right ways. Your kids are going to love it. They've got a little bit of adult jokes in there, but I mean, it'll go over the kids' head.
So it is for the kids? I can take my kids to it?
I think it's PG-13. Is it?
I take my kid to PG-13.
But Justin did say this was better than...
Oh, yeah. It was better than A Quiet Place.
Yes,
I liked
that.
Justin likes loudness.
Well, I didn't... I also get...
I think you and I were the only people in the entire country that were just kind of like,
about
that movie.
I get what A Quiet Place did for the deaf community because it gave them like an opportunity to go watch a movie, you know, with like... and enjoying it. Mm-hmm. But...
in a big... selling point?
Yeah, it has. Whenever I went to the premiere for A Quiet Place, they had a group of deaf people there to go watch the movie.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I did not know that.
And the little girl who
one of the actors in it,
she is deaf as well. Yeah.
And by the way, A Quiet Place, 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, and Rampage right now sitting at 48.
Yeah, well, and see, I get what it did for a community and stuff, but I mean, the storyline, it was the scary parts were
That's what it was, really, when I wanted to be scared.
It didn't really impress me, and it was basically like I Am Legend with a different twist on it, and I liked I Am Legend a lot more, so that's what it was.
And I just noticed, we were just talking about Big Al's jorts today.
Man, hello, my jorts.
I like the jorts.
I love them, too,
By the way,
Al.
Oh, you do? Oh, thank you, Joe.
Shout out to all the Kid Nation members sending us pictures of them wearing their jorts and looking right.
Thank you.
Jorts?
Appreciate the love.
Well, all right, guys, we're talking about the guys. The guys that are sending the jorts.
Hey, whatever makes you happy.
But
equal jort, okay?
That's what we're saying. But Justin's wearing a jort.
I'm wearing a jort. A jean shirt.
You're a jort.
I know.
You're a jort.
I know. Maybe I could wear a jorts and a jort at the same time.
I like double.
You wanna switch pants,
yeah,
Big Al?
Switch them up.
No, I don't want to switch pants.
I'm unbuckling right now.
No,
I've never seen you unbuckle. Actually, I've never seen you in skinny jeans, Al. And that's what Justin's wearing.
You're not the same size.
I can't put on those pants.
What size waist are you?
What's,
36.
What are you, Justin?
I used to be a 36. I went down to a 34. Hello. Praise Jesus. Oh, my God.
Summer vibes.
Yes, I just had 5 cinnamon rolls this morning, but, you know, we're going to keep it off going to the gym. Going to go see our boy Cam, maybe.
No, he's working out with me today.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, he's coming.
Dang it.
He's
coming to work out with me. Come up with my own thing.
Yeah. Justin's trying to steal my workout partner.
That is kind of disheartening when people come in and try to steal your friends. Trying to move in with your workout partner.
He's trying to steal my workout buddy.
Well, maybe you should be more fun.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave you.
I am very fun.
That's the thing,
if you satisfy your workout partner, he's not going to stray.
I satisfy Cam.
Yeah.
Save that.
Kind of like you stole Bad Influence Paul and Reggie from me.
I didn't steal. I stole Paul. But
they were begging to be stolen.
We found Reggie on the side.
I can't hang out with the studio.
We found Reggie on the side of the road. I did steal Paul. I apologize.
Yeah, you stole Paul.
No, Cam's a good friend to steal, though. I hugged him. It was like hugging a rock, just solid. I was like, how do I get like this?
Yeah.
Just those good arms. He's so tall.
Cutting out those 5 cinnamon rolls.
He's inspiration to go to the gym. Kelly, did you put your dashboard Jesus up on your van?
I have not.
What dashboard Jesus?
I got her dashboard Jesus for her birthday.
Oh, I thought that was like a band, like a Christian rock band, like Dashboard Confessions.
Yeah, they do dashboard covers.
Why didn't you hang it up on Constantine?
Yeah.
It's one that you adhere to the dashboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it bobblehead Jesus?
Yeah.
I don't think I want bobblehead Jesus.
I appreciate the thought.
What?
It doesn't feel right to put bobblehead Jesus on my dashboard.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to need him back. He was like $20.
You can't give a gift and then ask for it back.
If she's not going to use it. If she's not going to use it.
Especially when it's Jesus. You can't give somebody Jesus and ask for Jesus.
Or I would just want someone to use it. I want him to be in good use.
Or in good company.
You can have it.
I'll put him on.
I just don't feel right.
Why don't you put...
I mean, this just feels... It feels wrong.
Personally, I wouldn't want... Is it really bobblehead?
I know you're supposed to put it on your dashboard.
Uh-huh.
I haven't opened it in the box. I'm assuming it bobbles or dances.
Mm-hmm. His head, you know, non-approving what you're doing.
It would really complete Constantine.
No, it really would.
I don't feel...
It's like the final touch.
I don't think Jesus should be a bobblehead. That's just me.
What about the butt cat gum?
I find it a little bit disrespectful.
The what?
Butt cat gum for when your breath smells like cat butt.
Butt cat
So the two
butt cat gum?
You mean cat butt gum?
Cat butt gum.
Is everything okay in your head?
Yes.
Half glass full. Glass half.
Yeah, Justin goes backwards.
I have not chewed it yet. Okay. It's just sort of still sitting in the... It's like a little chiclet, but
So you bought
cat butt gum.
Kelly, two gifts. Were these birthday presents?
Oh, wait.
Also bought me a royal wedding coloring book.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. You could use that.
That's a lot of gifts.
I know. I love her.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Could I get you a gift, Jenna?
Her birthday hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't get me one, though.
No. What did you get me? Because we have the same month of a birthday, Jesse.
I don't know. I bought you dinners. I bought you drinks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. On your birthday, actually. That is
about
true.
To get you.
That is. Yeah, oh, shoot.
Yeah,
you got
every
me.
Time
oh,
my we birthday, go I paid out, for Justin. It's your birthday.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
Got you.
Oh, Justin, well, you need some help before you get out of here. You do need some help.
Yes, I do. So, in light of the Masters?
Yes.
The Masters. The golfing show.
Yes, the golfing
it's
show.
Over. And it inspired the idea of me being a caddy. So that's going to be my next part-time job bit is a caddy, part-time caddy.
Because you're already caddy.
I don't have a golfer friend to be a caddy for. Like Jenna, like amateur golf, right?
Just go to the clubhouse and ask around.
You want a near pro golfer.
A near pro.
I turned Justin down. He asked,
sure did.
And I said, well, I'm lucky that I get to go to a nice club and play. There's no way they're going to let him caddy there. These guys are like salary to do it.
Plus, you got
to
be quiet at the golf course. And you're not known for being quiet.
It's always loud at a golf course, though.
You have that white caddy suit on, unbuttoned all the way down to the belly button.
Mm-hmm. I got a lunch wearing some tight white pants.
I can't take him where I
am. It'll be like a dress J-Lo would wear.
Sorry, I can't do it.
She goes to a nice course.
You've proven how you're going
to... So I need, Kid Nation, I need your help. If you are in need of a caddy on Saturday from around 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., that's a good time. I'll show up and I'll be your caddy. Carry your bag.
Whoa.
You know, give you some best
advice.
You're
going to walk the course?
I was planning on hoping to drive the golf cart.
No, the caddy walks.
If I need a walk, it's fine.
Okay.
The caddy has to walk.
But, I mean, I'll give you my advice. And, you know.
Where can we?
They got a cart. They don't need a caddy.
Where can we hit you up?
Oh, you can hit me up. You can... at part-time Justin on Instagram, same with Twitter, and I got an email too.
Which is?
No. I mean, I was
Do you?
Oh, Justin at YEANetworks.com.
There you go.
I actually love this idea.
Yes, I would love to be a cat. You know, and any
place. You know so much about golf and like what clubs
actually,
to use.
I used to golf. I went to a golfing camp when I was little.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.